And one day, I don't know what I went down for, I was just a little kid, and one of the twins, his first children they had were twins, and one of them wasn't very well, they're very stable the rest of her life, but she lived, I don't know, be late teens, I guess, or someplace where she died. But anyway, she walked with me over at the park, and she gave me a pencil, and I was so thrilled that they gave us anything. And I told Mother, and she says, well, that's because she didn't know any different. The others wouldn't have done it. And then, too, when our cow would dry up, that we had Jersey, and they had a Jersey cow. I don't know who took milk when theirs went dry, but when ours went dry, first, Bill and I would, and later on come Gladys and Byron, but we went down there, and we found the same place on the back porch on top of it. And you've never seen the lard cans. They were just about this big. You can buy smaller ones, but this is big ones. And they just sold lard. Well, it was in this big lard bucket. And sometimes we'd see them, and sometimes we wouldn't. But you know what, the girls would come out. You're no good. Your mother's Swedish. My mother's Danish, and they're a lot better than the Swedes. Well, what do you think when you hear that all your life? Anyway, we didn't have too much to do with them. But Grandpa had quite an orchard out in Hooker. And, of course, our three boys got to go and they have to pick it. And they had, apples and peaches and pears, and they had a plum. And anyway, there was one thing there that they only had one tree of. And when they picked it, it was supposed to be for the other place, too, as well as this one. And so they never watched. They let Christiane divide it and take it. So when they got home, and Mother was checking it, the kind of fruit she wanted, she should have had at least a half a bushel. And just those on the top was that, and the rest was apples or something underneath. And that's the way it went. Everything turned out like that. And they can't help but be jealousy. See, that was our father first, and we heard about it, and some of the others. And
well, Barney and I took turns after dawn. Jewel did go down and get the milk. It was on the old refrigerator on the back porch. And we took turns. I went one night, and then Barney go the next night. And that's just kind of, I call it dust cap. She always had that on him down there. And she had squinty eyes. But
Christiana Rasmussen?
Yes.
Okay.
And so one night it was Byron's turn to go down and get the milk. Well, after a while, I don't want to go. Finally, Mother says, well, we're all going to a movie. If you don't go get that milk, you can stay home all by yourself. Well, he never saw him go down the street so fast in his life. He ran all the way down there. And, of course, he ran all the way home. When the time he got home, he had half the milk left in the pail. Anyway. What I say about polygamy is for the birds, and I couldn't live if I had to.
I have a question for either one of you. When Hiram Belknap now was, his wife, first wife, was living on Madison, and your mother was living on 918 21st Street, where would he stay? How would he divide
he
his
was
time?
Well, I don't know what, he had a good memory. He spent one night there, the next night here, one next night here,
every
next
other
here.
Night.
And if he could happen to be on a Sunday or holiday, someone got the first chance. At the first, it was the horses' rigs, you know, to go places. And the others would be cemetery stuff.
So Hiram himself tried to be very equitable with
his
time.
As far as spending his time. But she didn't go much with him. Any place at all, Christiane didn't. Well, and Mother would go maybe to church if he took her to church, but Dad kept his recommend in the fourth ward all the time.
And 918 21st was in
was first and fourth, 13th, and 20th. Now it's in 31st.
I see.
Well, he finally built this brick house on the corner, 904. And that's where I did most all my growing up. I was 7 years old. Moved at 904.
So when Hiram Belknap would go to church on Sundays, he would go with whichever wife he had been staying with that particular
well,
day?
Well, and not necessarily when we were right young on Sunday, because he was in the bishopric.
In the fourth ward.
Under two bishops, he was a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've often wondered it was because he had plural marriage that they didn't make him bishop. Because one of them went to Salt Lake to work and back every, and he was worn out, and they wouldn't change it. And so Dad took care of all the poor that needed it, and the other counselor couldn't even touch these others. He just had the other kind. But anyway, he was there, I guess, around 17 or so years, and then he worked with the young people an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked it. And two, Dad was always on the stand. Because even after that he was in high council, and they always put him on the stand when they come to church. So if Mother had any trouble with her teenage boys,
mm-hmm.
she didn't have to really get after them, because they went to church and Dad sat on the stand, and that had slopes, you see, aisles, where you could see everybody.
Uh-huh.
And he would know if they weren't there. And I'll tell you, Mother could get angry at us and swack us one, and it'd be over with. But if we did something that Dad had told us not to do or something or another, he didn't say a word. He never raised his voice. I never saw such superb holding and holler or anything. Hmm. But he said, I never strike a child or anything while I am angry. So we would wait 2-3 days, maybe a whole week.
Oh.
And Dad would show up then, and we would have our court scene. But I'll tell you, that hurts worse than if you got it and got it over with.
You drag out the pain that way.
Oh,
well, all
I
had to do was just look at us and we'd do it. We never had to argue or anything with him.
Yeah, well, when I was real little, I don't know if Adele was born then or not. She could have been, because I can just barely remember it. Dad was sitting in the kitchen. Mother was there, and Vaughn was just a kid, real young. And I don't know what Vaughn had done. But anyway, Dad told him to go out and get a limb off the apple tree and bring it in.
Oh.
So I watched, and he come back. And you know, he had a little twig. And Dad took it and swatted him a little bit on the hands, and then said something. Of course, he understood what he's talking about, but see, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Except I know that Vaughn was getting in trouble. But to see how he managed it.
Huh.
And he never did.
You know, one thing that really interested me when I was reading through the Hiram Dunlop autobiography was that one time he and his first wife went on a trip to California. And then several years later, in 1908, the Democratic Convention in Denver, that he took his second wife and Della with him.
Della was a baby.
And Della was a baby.
She got to be, go along, and I guess I stayed with Aunt Mary. I don't know who else.
And,
I don't remember.
And then when Hiram, your father went to Europe to pick up Earl,
uh-huh.
he brought Olive along with him. Now, to me, when I read that, it kind of tells me that he was trying to be very fair. He would take one wife on a trip and another wife on a trip, and then when he went to Europe, he took one child from his other family. Was that the way he was?
No, he wasn't fair that way. Mother wanted to go back and see the land where she was born.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it was her son that was over in Europe.
He wouldn't take her.
And she wanted to go, and she heard Dad was making arrangements for it, but nothing doing. But Mother goes on down to the station to say goodbye to him, and there's Olive going with him.
Oh.
You know nothing about it.
And Mother had to stay home.